It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor on this very special day. This is the day of the peace party in the neighborhood of make-believe. Everything's peaceful. I was walking down the street and a six-year-old boy walked up to me and said, I've made two things by folding paper. One of them was this. You ever make paper airplanes? But the other one was this bird. Isn't that beautiful? Now that was just one piece of paper, and he started to fold it. Of course, he followed the directions, and it turned out to me, I thought it looked very much like a dove, the bird of peace, you know. Now that would have been just like that, just a piece of paper. But without that boy, that would have stayed a piece of paper. Paper just doesn't fold itself, you know. Mm-mm. It's like letters. Letters don't write themselves on a piece of paper either. It's people who do it. Do you know what this says? This word says peace, and this one says party. Let's see if Picture Picture knows what this says. Picture Picture on the wall, could you write this very same thing? Could you? Now let's just see. Does that look exactly like those letters? Do you think so? Do you? Picture Picture, why don't you try again? Let me show you. Oh, well now that's getting closer. Look, if we turn it upside down, now it looks just like it. Picture Picture, try turning it upside down now and see if it turns out to look. You did it. Congratulations, Picture Picture. Don't you think they look alike now? This word and this word look like these two. Good for you, Picture Picture. Congratulations. Now, I'll just decorate a little bit. What'd you say? Oh, Chef Brockett is coming. You mean he's coming here? Yes, he will knock soon. Let's just see what soon means to Picture Picture. Soon. That's what soon is. Hey, Chef Brockett.
Surprise!
Chef Brockett.
How did you know it was me?
Picture Picture said.
That Picture Picture of yours does everything, doesn't it?
Well, everything but cook. What's your project today?
Oh, I'm going to make something for the peace party.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Lady Aberlin asked me if I'd make something peaceful for them.
Great. Well, would you like to use our kitchen?
Can we be quiet in there?
Oh, sure.
I'm a chef, I suggest that you all be very quiet while I cook. You may look, but you must be very quiet, or I'll shh, and I'll shh, and I'll shh. For it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen.
I know.
I'm a chef, I suggest that you do the way I do, because it's best if you rest when you're stirring up a stew. And if you don't, then I'll shh, and I'll shh. For it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen.
Silence.
I like quiet things, like pockets, quiet rockets, lockets. I like quiet high sky rockets, quiet folk, like brackets.
Here I am.
I'm a chef, I suggest that you show me what you want, for you can't even. And if you don't, then I'll shh, and I'll shh. For it's silence that I ask for, lovely silence, not too vast for lovely silence, silence, silence in my kitchen. Okay, let's go in there. Yeah, you gotta be quiet now, you promise?
All right, I will. You've got things all ready. Bowls? What's that mean? How do you do? Oh, peace, peace. Peaceful. Party, party. Apple? Has a seed in it? Oh, peach. Peach. Jolly. Big and fat. Peace, party, peach, pudding. That's what you're making. Is that flour? Do you need anything? Water? Oh, milk. One cup. You stir. I'm to open. This is a dangerous kind of opener. You don't use this kind when you're small. Shh. Smells very good. These are peaches. Two cans of peaches. Do you know that nursery rhyme about the pudding? Small. Little. What's that? Oh, you mean a J. Little Jack. Bull. Horn. I thought that's the one you were... Little Jack Horner. Sat. In the corner. Eating. His... Christmas pie. Can pretend it's a pudding. Stuck in his thumb. Pulled out a plum. And he said, "What a good boy am I." Good for you, Chef Brockett. Yeah, they're lucky, those people in the neighborhood of make-believe. Peace. Peace? Oh, the song. Do you know part of the song? Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet. Peace. Peace, peace, we all want peace, we all want peace. And you're taking the pudding to the king for the party. They're lucky to have it. Who's that for? For me. Oh, thank you, Chef Brockett. For me. From you. From all this neighborhood. In this kitchen. Oh, I will eat it in this kitchen. Yeah. Oh, okay. Is it time for the party now? Thank you very much. You want to go to the back door? All right. Have a happy peace party.
I could say goodbye to you from here.
All right.
I wanted to tell you that I made that pudding for you because I appreciate your letting me use your beautiful new kitchen.
You're welcome to.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye, Chef Brockett. Chef Brockett's grand. Ooh, I hear something. I better put these in here. Yep, it is. Hello? Oh, it's Mrs. Frog. How are you, Mrs. Frog? Good. Have you rehearsed the entertainment for the peace party? Oh, Linda Martha's over at the castle with Edgar right now. You mean the baton twirler? Do you think we could watch their rehearsal? Good. All right, we'll count to 13. Will you count with me? Thank you, Mrs. Frog. Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She goes like this. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Edgar.
I get so excited when I see you twirl. Did you show that one to Mrs. Frog?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Frog and I practiced all day at the museum today.
All day long, all day long.
Yes.
Oh, what a long time.
Yes, well, we practiced a lot of things. But mainly we practiced my big performance for the King's Peace Party today.
Oh, could I see some of it, please?
Oh, of course, Edgar.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank
you. Okay.
It around your neck.
Well, we practice a lot.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I'm
yes.
Sure.
Oh, hello, dears. Here I am.
Oh,
you look wonderful, Lady.
You look like a dove of peace.
That's exactly what I'm supposed to look like.
Oh, you look lovely.
Oh, Lady Elaine, are you going to sing and fly?
I'm going to make a lot of noise as the dove of peace.
Oh, I thought it was a peace and quiet party.
Well, that's exactly what it is, but I think it should be peace and noisy. Do you like the way I flap my wings?
Oh, yes, that looks lovely. Simply lovely.
Oh, thank you, dear. I hear that you're going to do some twirling.
Oh, yes, I'm twirling for the king today.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I'll be there, too.
Oh, I hope so.
So all of you sweeties, just come to the peace party. The decorations are ready. You should see the outside of the castle.
Oh, did you do all the decorations, Lady?
Well, I did some of them, and X did a lot of them himself. We've got doves all over the place, and I'm going to be the live one. Swing a la boo.
Well, I'm sure the decorations.
Oh, what an elaborate lady.
Doesn't she look lovely, though?
She certainly does. Why don't we wend our way outside the castle? Come along, Miss Martha. Come
along. Okay, I'll meet you outside the castle.
Oh, the peace party.
11, 12, 13. Well, it's almost time for the peace party. Doesn't she do a wonderful job? Can you imagine twirling like that? A lot of practice that takes. Now, this is a hat. for the party. Now let's decorate just a little bit. I'd kind of like our room to have some decorations in it for the party, wouldn't you? Well, it's about time for the trolley. A party, a party. I'm glad we could come. How's that? Do you ever decorate for things?
Sure, you just do.
Oh, there's the trolley. Okay, trolley. Hey, you're all decorated too. Happy Peace Party Day, trolley. Would you take us to the neighborhood of make-believe? Are you all ready for the peace party? In we go. Is a scythe?
Just a minute, X. Okay.
Oh, how's it look?
Pretty good, I think.
Oh, boy, that's
nice. Let's just get this little bit here.
You're good at cutter.
Thank you.
How do you like the rest of the decoration?
Oh, they're just wonderful. They really are great.
Oh, Lady Lane did most of them. I mean, she was the one who put those doves up there. And don't they look... They look
really
real, you know that?
Yeah, well...
Meow, meow, everybody, meow.
Oh, hi, Henrietta. How do you like the things?
I was just telling X how well I thought he'd done.
Meow, meow, beautiful meow.
Yeah.
Well, you look mighty pretty yourself in your party dress and all.
You do.
Could you tell Henrietta what that sign says?
Yes, it says peace party.
Meow, 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 peace party, meow.
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful meow, meow.
Uh-huh.
Meow, 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 King Friday, meow, meow.
Yeah, he'll be coming in just a second.
Oh, yes. Here he
meow,
is.
Meow, 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 meow.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello, King Friday.
Meow, 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 King Friday, meow.
Hello, Uncle Friday.
I find these decorations somewhat decorative.
Your Majesty, I would like you to know that X the Owl and Lady Elaine Fairchild are responsible for these decorations. They decorated the whole castle wall for this affair.
Well, that's lovely. X, congratulations to you and Lady Fairchild. Where is Lady Fairchild?
Well, she's not here right yet, but wait until you see her when she comes. Is she ever got... She considers herself sort of part of the entertainment.
Oh, well, you know, Your Majesty...
Yes, Lady Aberlin.
Well, Mrs. Frank Lee Frog,
yes,
took care of the rehearsals. And, Henrietta, will you tell Great Uncle Friday who's here? Henrietta will introduce a very famous person we have.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, dear girl. Meow, meow, beautiful meow, meow. Meow, meow, very famous. Meow, meow, Miss Majorette of America. Meow, 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 Linda Martha. Meow, 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 baton.
Hi there, Linda Martha.
Hi.
I'm glad to see you.
Well, it's very nice to be here.
I'm delighted to see you, Miss Martha.
Thank you, King.
It is a great pleasure to have you join us in our peace festivities. Will you perform for us today?
Yes, King Friday.
May I ask one question? It seems that you are someone new since the last time I met you. What is this Miss Majorette of America?
Well, this is the highest title that any twirler can get. And we competed at the University of Mississippi in Oxford. And we twirled, and we strutted, and we had interviews, and we modeled gowns.
Oh, I'm delighted for you, Miss Majorette. And I feel that you, of course, are honored to be with us.
Thank you.
And so, will you kindly show us some of your twirling?
Yes, King Fire.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Superb, superb.
Meow, wonderful, meow.
Oh, Miss really? Martha, one other question, my dear. Oh, so beautifully rendered. How old are you?
I'm 16, King Friday.
16, and you've done that all in those few years.
Mm-hmm.
You've practiced a great deal, I imagine.
Oh, yes, you never get anything unless you practice at it.
Exactly. Oh, how pleased I am that you're with us today.
Oh, thank you.
I shall now do my part of the festivities, which, of course, is a speech. Are you all prepared for a royal speech?
Yes, yum, yum,
yum. Yeah, we're ready, King Friday. It is with great pleasure that I announce that there is peace in the land. Peace reigns throughout. And may I say that it is because of my generosity, your fine King Friday, who was able to bring this peace to pass. It is with glad heart that we meet this day to bring honor to those who have fought and fought well. There were no major casualties in this difficult time. However, we did sometimes hurt feelings. Feelings are not now hurt, for peace reigns in the land. And through the land we bring our great tidings of great joy. Yes, well, I would like you now to sing the special peace song which I sent to all of you to learn. Did you learn it? Yeah, we learned.
Meow, meow, learned it. Meow, meow.
Very well. Shall we begin? It's called Peace and Quiet, composed for this occasion. Peace and quiet, peace.
Oh,
peace,
I hope I'm not too late.
Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Yes. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Chef Brockett, I presume.
Yes, a great Uncle Friday.
How you doing, Majesty? I hope I'm not too late.
Not at all. You've missed my speech.
Oh, good.
What did you say?
A good day. Good day, Your Majesty.
Yes. Oh, great Uncle Friday.
Yes?
Chef Brockett has brought the refreshments for the peace party.
Yes, what are their names, please?
Peace party peach pudding, and there are no weapons in it, Your Majesty.
Well, we don't worry about weapons at a peace party. Party, Chef Brockett.
Oh, good.
Not at all. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like you all to proceed with the repetition of our peaceful song. Do you know the words, Chef Brockett?
Yes, I do, Your Majesty.
Very well. Can we sing them all together again? I like this song. Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace.
Meow, 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 meow. Hello, dears. Hello, everybody.
Peace.
Oh, hello there, Lady Elaine.
Oh,
Lady
Elaine.
I'm
hearing
all about this peace and quiet business. I want peace and noisy. That's what I want. I'm the dove of peace, but a noisy one. Look at me flapping my wings. Oh, I've enjoyed it, haven't you?
Oh, yes, it's a wonderful party.
Yeah, it sure has been.
Oh, what have you got there, Chef Brockett?
Oh, this is a peace party peach pudding.
Oh, put it up to my nose, will you,
dear?
Say. Oh, I do love to smell it. Ooh, it smells good.
Do you like it?
Yes, I do. Oh, why don't we all fly in for some of it?
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now. Time, I say, as the king, to go into the castle and have our refreshments. Are you prepared now?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Meow, meow, meow.
Okay, then in we go. Very well.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yum, yum, yum. Wonderful. Oh, it certainly was, dear. See you inside.
Okay, in we go, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow.
Would you like some peace party peach pudding? For a while I wondered if Chef Brockett was going to make it. It's good, it has peaches in it. You like puddings? Oh my goodness. It's time to go. I have to get back to my work. Take down the decoration. Come on, decoration. Guess when I'll see you? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day, especially a peace party day. You know how? By just your being you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.